Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's one of our go-to guys. Love this dude. Ty Dunn is the founder of Go Long. Incredible NFL content. You should subscribe, I think. I shouldn't tell you what to do, but it's a good idea. Subscribe at GoLongTD.com. He's the author of The Blood and Guts, How Tight Ends Save Football, the sequel, how they married. No, I'm just kidding. That's not really coming, but that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, too. He's on Twitter, at Ty Dunn. Mr. Dunn, good morning. Are you a Swiftie, Ty? Good morning.
I'm not a Swiftie, but I will say I love Bon Iver. That's what I listen to all the time when I write. I actually listen to Bon Iver basically the whole time writing Blood and Guts. So obviously they collab for songs that are just absolutely beautiful. So yes, I guess I am a softie a little bit there.
I also listen to music when I write from years of being in press boxes where wonderful colleagues would be screaming at each other while I was trying to work. Totally habit I can't break. Ty Dunn, let me ask you a question as we get ready for the NFL draft. Let me also learn how to say the word ready. So it's like a double whammy here. When you talk to folks around the NFL and they have a really important decision to make in the draft, and I know a lot of decisions are important for a lot of GMs, but certainly at the top of the draft and even at quarterback, do you think most of those folks approach it with excitement because of the opportunity or knowing you can get fired if you mess up a pick like that? Is there more trepidation?
Oh, I think it's excitement for sure. I mean, because everybody can paint themselves in a celebratory manner, right? You step up to the podium, you're probably not going to be bummed out. You're not going to, at least publicly, be disappointed with how things played out. And I think if you need a quarterback, I mean, look, you just saw Kevin O'Connell at an event joking that he sent Robert Kraft a bouquet of flowers, right? I love the honesty, by the way. This is an exciting time, especially in this time of year, because you know, I've talked to scouts and some smart football people that I trust who are very skeptical. They see this as a potentially special group of quarterbacks. And I can maybe see your eyes rolling into the back of your head because right, we heard that about 2021. We've heard that about different.
I was just going to ask you about 21. You're like in my brain.
But it's different. I think it's really different because of the potential fit. Right, and number one, the Chicago Bears aren't this 2-15 operation. They won a lot of games last year. They went out and traded for Keenan Allen with DJ Moore, got DeAndre Swift, built up the line, built up the defense. That's a hell of a situation for Caleb Williams. Hell of a situation for Jaden Daniels. I think that you know Cliff Kingsbury, Anthony Lynn has been around mobile quarterbacks. They signed a bunch of guys who maybe up there in age, and we'll see what else they do. Skill position-wise, but schematically, I love that. And Drake May, I know opinions are all over the place on Drake May, but if he gets to Brian Daboll, if he gets to Kevin O'Connell, I think you're looking at a quarterback that can absolutely trade blows with the heavyweights in the NFL, you know, for years to come.
The very, very talented Ty Dunn here on here on the program. Can we dive a little more into the Bears? Because frankly, it's almost therapy. What you just said is the beginning of football therapy, because I am a Bears fan. I love and I hate my team so much. Particularly the quarterback position, it has been a fool's errand in believing in the guys that we have had for so long. And I find myself not talking to the people you are, Ty, highly skeptical of Caleb Williams. And I think a lot of that is the history of the Bears, but there's other things too. What is your read talking to folks? Because Trevor Lawrence was a sure thing. It hasn't worked out yet. I mean, that jump is hard no matter who you are. What is your confidence level and the confidence level of your sources that Caleb Williams is going to be not good, but be exceptional in the NFL?
It's a great question. I just was chatting with a West Coast scout who has watched Caleb Williams for a while, been around the program. And, you know, I think it's twofold because, you know, if you stick to the X's and O's, yeah, it was a ton of improvisation, a ton of needing to be creative outside of the pocket, and not necessarily how you're going to make a living in the NFL. If you're going to be a quarterback in the NFL, everybody will tell you this, you better be able to win death by a million paper cuts from the pocket, because that other stuff comes and goes. And this scout really does believe he's got that to his game, and that it was out of necessity that he had to escape the pocket. The line wasn't that good. He had to kind of, you know, operate on his own, which is a good thing, right? Because it is going to be a muddy pocket at times in the NFL. But I think that's kind of why you saw the pro day that you saw. It was kind of boring, right? He wanted to show NFL teams, the Bears, that he can just kind of complete passes short to intermediate. And this scout actually was impressed that he even did a pro day. He's like, well, he didn't have to do anything. He could have just blown that off, but he did it, and it was impressive. Now the personality. I think that's a legitimate question. Chicago is a different market, as you know. They can chew you up, spit you out. The fans, for whatever reason, love Justin Fields. I don't quite get it. The processing has never really been there. And you kind of know what you had in him. But if he fails, you know that pressure is going to ramp up. And again, this scout said he didn't really take the fingernail painting that seriously and the fashion stuff. He said, this dude is a competitor. And actually referenced what we just saw in the Pivot interview with Caleb Williams, where he came out and said how mad he was that he didn't start day one at Oklahoma over Spencer Rattler. Heard the same thing from this scout. That was real. He believed he needed to be out there day one, game one, snap one. I think that within all the other stuff we might see on social media and magazine covers and whatnot, you have a dude who's wired the right way for Chicago.
Well, that makes me, God, I feel so much better. I'm going to clip that. I'm going to sleep to it. I'm going to play it while I'm on the road just to breathe in those positive vibes. Ty Dunn here on the program, Bill Ryder with you, Ryder than you. Ty, how do teams balance and how should they balance going for need versus looking at their big board and just going with whatever guy is the best football player that's available?
It probably depends on the team. I mean, and it can't, you know, every GM will tell you that, oh, Matt Stupp, he was the best guy on our board. Well, you also needed that wide receiver. You needed that edge rusher. And, you know, a team like the Buffalo Bills, they're probably going to be able to say that with a straight face because Lord knows they need wide receivers here. They could sit at 28 and get one. They could trade up and get one. That this draft is full of receivers ready to play day one. But I think if you're a team that needs a quarterback, hell, you just need to do everything in your power to get that quarterback. If you know, if you were to look at a big board, I'm sure a Joe Alt or a Rome Odunze or, you know, whoever, Dallas Turner might be higher than a certain quarterback. But, you know, the Giants, if you're Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, I get it. You can believe in Daniel Jones all you want. And 2022, a lot to love there. They did kind of find something special and made the playoffs, all of that. But Joe Shane, you know, he was with Brandon Bean in Buffalo. They deserve all the credit in the world for knowing Josh Allen was legit and better than Josh Rosen. That was a real debate here. Brian Daboll developed Josh Allen, and the work they did together was incredible. I mean, it really could have been a Reed Mahomes type of relationship that lasted years and years and years. We'll never know where that could have gone. I think that both, not that they're on the hot seat, they shouldn't be on the hot seat, but if it's heating up, they're going to want to go down swinging. They're going to want to do what they do best, and that is need. That is quarterback. And if you can get from 6 to 3, if Elliott Wolf is open to moving off of 3 and acquiring a bunch of draft capital, and they could use it, I would just do everything in your power to get to 3 for Drake May. He just seems like a Daboll quarterback to me.
I love that. Ty Dunn on the show. Ty, team's trying to put together a winner. The Chiefs obviously already have a juggernaut, and they have locked up the three guys at the top of that pyramid under owner Clark Hunt, including, of course, Andy Reid, big old extension, making a bunch of money reportedly there through 2029. He'll be in his 70s. Does it seem reasonable to you to expect and to be optimistic about an expectation of Andy Reid coaching this team for another 5 years?
Yeah, it seems like he genuinely loves it, and it is not tired of it. Isn't it kind of funny? Age is so funny to me. I mean, Sean McVay at different points has been a little exhausted by this all and this kind of floated retirement rumors, and who knows? Maybe he was trying to leverage a mill here, a mill there. I think Andy Reid does not seem worn out by this all, does he? Like, he's already one of the greatest coaches ever. You could make the case that he should be number one with what he's done with different quarterbacks, different situations. But I think that he loves the X's and O's stuff and the pressure and the moment and winning Super Bowls. But the players I've talked to, and I'm even thinking back to a Sammy Watkins, they've looked up to Andy Reid almost as a father figure. I think he tries to develop very real relationships with his guys. It's not taken from a how to be a head coach robotic manual. It's real. Like, he has these real authentic relationships with guys up and down the roster. And if you've got those and you enjoy going to work every day, you're not going to be overly stressed out. You're not going to have a tight environment. It's going to be loose. It's going to be real. And that's the first thought that popped into my head is, man, he must really love what he's doing and love those relationships that he's built up over time.
All right, we got a producer bomb, which is where my producer gets so excited about the guest. He starts just blowing up my phone. Gotta ask him about this. It says, this is from Tom. Dear Ty, do you want to be best friends? Oh, that's right. That was not the one. Yeah, that's not what he wrote. It's a good question. I was going to ask you. Producer bomb, do you think what Robert Kraft reportedly did to Bill Belichick, and I'll say this, Seth Wickersham and his colleague, and Seth and I know each other from college, they have been pretty insightful on the Patriots over the years, and they're reporting for ESPN, and their report is basically Robert Kraft undermined Belichick, gave a poor reference to the Falcons owner. Do you think if that report is accurate that is outside the lines, or just, to quote The Wire, all in the game?
All in the game. Yeah, and if Seth is reporting something, it's the truth, man. He has been tied into that organization. He's the best of the best. Everyone should read It's Better to Be Feared. So good. And I think that's just part of it, right? There's two NFLs. A coach, I was just texting an ex-Bills coach out of the Diggs trade about this, and he's like, man, there are two NFLs. There's the one on Twitter, and then there's the real NFL. There's what we think it is, and what's kind of regurgitated in press conferences, and, you know, the public messaging that is polished and buffed and made for, you know, easy consumption. It doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings because nobody wants to be offended by anything. And then there's the real NFL that is ruthless. And you better throw yourself into that ruthless NFL if you hope to survive. So, right or wrong, I mean, Bill Belichick, we're talking about Andy Reid. Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time right now. And it's crazy to me that teams wouldn't at least want to interview him, have a conversation with him, learn something from him. But there's obviously the game has passed him by in different ways. And Kraft said that. Kraft was being honest with another owner, with somebody he works with all the time. So, hell, I'm sure Belichick would have a lot to say about Kraft. I'm sure Kraft has a lot to say about Belichick. And that's just the nature of the beast, man. You got to put your big boy pants on.
I love it. Ty Dunn on the show. All right, last one for you. Another Belichick question. It feels like people have pretty short memories, and it feels like much lesser coaches than Bill Belichick have been passed over in hiring cycles, sometimes for years, and find their way back to that job. What is your confidence level that Bill Belichick will be a head coach in the NFL, let's say in the next hiring cycle and getting ready for the draft a year from now?
Dallas, right? I think that seems like the most logical, because you have an unpredictable owner who isn't necessarily trying to keep up with the trends of the game and finding a coach who wants to empower the individual. I mean, he'll do whatever Jerry wants to do. And you would think that Mike McCarthy is going to be under a microscope this season. Maybe that's the spot, but I don't really know. Like, what team out there, what owner out there wants to hire a head coach if they're, you know, if you're firing a coach, you're probably in a bad place as a team, right? Unless you're a contender and you want to challenge yourself to get better after a January playoff loss. So maybe there's a situation out there. But by and large, you stink. You're starting over. You're not going to bring in an old coach who isn't going to really see that rebuild through, right? Like a defensive-minded one at that. So it's tricky. I really thought that a team out there would just hire him because he's Bill Belichick, right? Like, set the rings on the table, and you don't really need to say much in that job interview. But it is a little trickier than that, as we just saw.
I love the NFL. Ty Dunn, founder of Go Long. Subscribe at golongtd.com. It is so good. And Ty, if I can embarrass you, you are such a talented writer on top of an incredible reporter. It's not cool the way you make the rest of us look, but it's pretty cool to read. Love having you on the show. Appreciate you as always. And Tom does want to know if you guys can be best friends. You can just address that when he says goodbye.
Always, man. Always. And you're too kind. Anytime, man. Thanks so much for having me. Always love talking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.